we help each other, you know, throughout the game. Passing game is going well because, you know, the running game was going well early on. The running game is going well early on than the passing game. So, I mean, we just got to help each other out, man. We got to sustain blocks, stay on blocks down the field, and get those guys moving the ball.
Is that one of those things where it's kind of nobody really pays attention to except maybe your teammates, really?
Yes. You know, just looking at it, people just look at stats. You know, they really don't see why, you know, the receivers wasn't getting the ball, you know, that game or whatever the case may be, because we're running the ball very well. You know, we out here blocking. Like I said, sustaining blocks. Then these guys get on the field and one-on-one with safeties. We got two tremendous backs, very explosive, and can make a play anywhere on the field.
How nice is it to be back in the dome just for a little while now? Or back in Atlanta.
Yeah, it definitely feels great, you know, to be back home. But, I mean, it's work. You got to go do work on the road as well as at home. You know, but we got to defend home very well. You know, and that's what our focus is this week, is defend the dome.
You mentioned stats. What does it mean to you for Atlanta to be number one in the NFL right now in scoring and total yards?
It's pretty good, you know, but it's all about the brotherhood. We don't base, you know, everything we do here on stats. It's all about, did you do your job? You know, as long as we do our job, that's all that matters. You know, it might not require us to go out there and rush for, you know, 200 yards or go out there and pass for 200, 300 yards a game. You know, as long as we're doing our job and we're getting a W, that's all that matters.
What's important when you have a defense that can put pressure on your quarterback? Is it up to you guys to get into your route sooner, or do you have to put a little more?
No, just you never rush anything. You know, it's all about timing. Our offensive line, we have a great offensive line here. You know, and the running backs, if need to, they'll chip or do whatever they need to do to pick up protection in the backfield for Matt to throw the ball. But we get the running game going. You know, it's going to be hard for them, you know, to keep trying to do a lot of stunts and stuff up front, you know, because we can really make them pay when they do certain stunts. So.
Well, does it give you a little more incentive when you've got a guy over there like a Sherman or somebody that's kind of a bigger name? I mean, I know you play the same, but you elevate your game a little more when you've got a guy over there that's kind of a little bigger name?
No, not at all. Doesn't matter who it is. They're getting the same me every play. Every game, it doesn't matter. Like, if it was my cousin over there, my family, brother, anybody over there that I know, hey, this work, you got to get this work, you know. It's just business. You know, after the game, we can be friends, we can be buddies, but throughout the game, I got to go.
Hey, they asked Dan and Matt about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know you're probably beyond it, but did you get any clarity on the call, or did you kind of just say, I'm done with that? On the last play with Sherman.
Oh, no, man. I mean, that's over and done with. Like, yeah, I mean, who I'm going to go ask for, you know,
right.
Like, clarity on the call. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's over and done with. There's nothing we can change here. You know, unfortunate, but it's done. You know, on to the next, San Diego.
You talked about statistics. One of the things that I saw is that Matt is like maybe 14 passes of like 30 yards down the field. You said coming into the season, hey, we were going to be able to hit some mm-hmm. shots, and you know, his arm's stronger and stuff like that. Just right. Talk about that, being able to go deep like you have. Ronnie even said something about it. He's like, man, they're going deep a lot.
Yes. And, you know, with defenses coming in, you know, with Matt, they don't think he's going to throw the ball down the field. You know, and we just got to continue to make them pay. You know, they underestimate us, or they're not going to throw the ball down the field. We're making a believer out of a lot of people now that we're going to throw the ball down the field. But Matt's been phenomenal this year with the deep ball, getting the ball down the field, hitting his back foot and letting the ball rip. And doesn't matter really what coverage it is down there. He just believes in his guys that's around him. And he's putting the ball up there and giving us a chance, an opportunity to make a play for him.
The offense was number one for a minute last year, and it faded a little bit. Is there a feeling that it's more sustainable this year, this time?
I really can't tell you how last year was. You know, last year was last year. You know, all I can do is focus on this year. But for us, you know, it's just one game at a time. We just play for each other. That's why, as you said earlier, you know, it's not really about stats and sustaining this, sustaining that. It's all about just going out there and doing your job for your brother so everybody can be successful at we doing, like, as long as we do it together and collectively.
You think they have a little better, Kyle has a better understanding of what you guys can do. Is that why this offense is kind of running a little better now, too?
Yeah, we just had, you know, Kyle and the guys that were here before he got here, we gelling a little better. Way better, you know, and he's letting loose, you know. We see something in the game, we tell him, he dial it up. You know, it's no second guessing, and he believes in us, and we believe in him.